In what many are calling India's Stonewall, the New Delhi High Court last Thursday decriminalized homosexuality by striking down Section 377 of the Indian Penal Code. The ruling overturns an archaic 19th-century British colonial law. The law has been used to stifle the work of rights organizations for many years, and the court finally rejected the law as discriminatory and, quote, against constitutional morality. Rights activists both in India and abroad and the international community hope that this ruling is a step towards decriminalizing homosexuality in the rest of India and working towards sexuality rights with a positive rights-based framework. Here to talk with us more about this ruling is Rok Chowdhury. Rok is the community organizer and co-chair of Trikon, one of the largest South Asian LGBT organizations in the US. Rok is originally from Kolkata, India, and currently lives here in the Bay Area. Rok is here with us on Women's Magazine to share and celebrate the significance of this ruling. Thanks for joining us on the show, Rok.
Thank you.
So could you begin by talking about why this is significant? There was a lot of jubilation and celebration both in India and among the South Asian community here in the U.S.
Absolutely. Well, I'm very happy that this has happened. You know, all the community organizers and activists not only in the queer community, but human rights community have been working towards it for a long, long time. It's a sad thing that we have held on to this British colonization rule for about 184 years, where Britain itself condemned it about 60 years ago. The main thing to note is that we have decriminalized it, homosexuality, but we have not legalized it yet. And it's only within the purview of Delhi and surrounding areas that this rule is effective as of now. But the hope is that it will extend to the rest of India. The importance of this is that, you know, homosexuality should not fall in the category of Section 377, which also includes rape and sex with children. It's not an offense when two adults, consensual adults, have sex, no matter what their sexual orientation is. And it's something that had to be done. It's something that was wrong in terms of human rights and the queer movement. And the entire world is very happy about it. We have a lot of work to do, because once it actually becomes legal, then we can get all the protection, all the rights that we need to have in other social areas like health and work and marriage or union. So all those will only come into play once homosexuality has been legalized, which has not happened yet in India. But at least, you know, India being one of the largest countries right now that has a huge population of homosexuals, and it is a big step for us.
And how is this significant in your own life as somebody who has lived in India? And as we know, it's hugely homophobic. So how is this significant in your own life?
It's actually, sadly, extremely important, because myself, my father is extremely homophobic. And when I came out to my mother and my family, my father used this as an excuse to be homophobic and said, you know, this is wrong. Even the law says it's wrong. It's a criminal behavior. Not only that, I learned that my father, with the help of my grandfather, had actually thrown my uncle, my father's real brother, into jail when he had a boyfriend. And just imagine having your own brother throw you into jail using Section 377 and saying this is a natural act. And because of that, my uncle went through a lot of suicide attempts, and even though he has settled down in life now, it is something that's very close to my heart, which has impacted my family. So I got a call after this happened from my mother saying how happy she was for me and how happy the extended family was against the family members who takes this up as, you know, this is illegal and this is a criminal act. So I'm hoping that, you know, be a benchmark. This will be a stepping stone towards going where we need to go, slowly, mind you, because India moves very slowly. But, you know, it's really a reason to be happy.
And one of the important points that I want to go back to is what you mentioned, that this is not legalizing homosexuality, but a step towards it. So how do you see this playing out? And also, how do you think rights activists, both in India and also here, the diaspora, to work towards it more positively?
First of all, we need to make sure that entire India falls under this law, that the decriminalization of homosexuality actually expands through every state and every nook and corner of India. Once that is done, then depending on the political structure of whether it starts from at the very low level of governance, like the city level, let's say, from the city levels, we need to push for some governance laws and policies, let's say starting from, okay, you have to give protection to homosexuals in the workplace. No one can fire people just because they're homosexuals, right? So it needs to go into the policies of the government to make this effective and working. In parallel, of course, the awareness of this needs to be grown in the community, but the push needs to come from the legal side. So we hope first step is to make it decriminalized across India. Next step is to make it legal. Once we make it legal, operative as homosexuals in every facet of life, then we need to make policy changes so that it's affirmative action, so that when they say, you know, it's, you cannot make discrimination against races or castes or anything like that, you cannot make discrimination based on sexual orientation. So that's kind of our roadmap as how to proceed.